I won't talk too much because I'm going to give Dr. Mary all the time that she has. Dr. Mary is from South Africa, but I would actually ask Eileen to give the proper introduction because she's more brief than me on this, all right? But I just want to say that, like I said earlier, you know, as we together come together in unity, you know, the blessing of God is right there. But when we meet, when we come together in unity with the broader body of Christ itself, you know, when we have ministers and brethren from half across the world who is willing to come and minister to us and invest their time in us, you know, we are so blessed, all right? And I believe tonight, even as Dr. Mary comes up to speak, I'm sure we're really going to be blessed. There's going to be such a sweetness there, right? Amen? And so, Eileen, please.
Thank you, Pastor, for saying. Okay, good evening. On behalf of Feel the Land International Ministry, I'd like to thank Pastor Paul Seng and the leadership here for opening your door to us. We are truly humbled and feel honored to be able to come here and just share and minister. And I'd like to thank someone special here, Andre Keller. Where are you? Andre! Andre is the one that introduced me to his church and to Pastor Paul Seng. Thank you, Andre. Okay, I'll start from there. The team from Heal the Land, we have Pastor Marlene LaRicci. Don't be deceived by her look, okay? She looked very siu-jae, right? But she is one of the first women in Namibia. She's a developer. She not only a businesswoman, but she's one that is sold out for God. And she has been invited by Namibia radio station to prophesy over the nation. And she has given prophecy that is so accurate. Next is Pastor Willie. Okay, all of them here are pastor, but they are also business people. Pastor Willie and his better half, Dorothea. They minister together. Not only that, Pastor Willie runs his own business, trained as a mechanical engineer. He imports steel structure for buildings. Okay. Next we have, and he's also a good trainer. He trains for leadership. He develops some of his own materials. Then we have Pastor Natasha from Loft. Pastor Natasha is from, I forgot to mention, Namibia, Durban. Pastor Natasha is from Cape Town. Pastor Natasha is she's a pastor with Lofdell International, and she travels quite a lot to U.S. to speak in conferences, and she's very passionate about women and leadership too. Not only that, she's actually a TV celebrity. She preach regular. How regular do you preach on TV? Twice a week on TV. Okay, a TV station Christian. Next we have Pastor Liana. Okay. She looks like a college student, but she's actually a mother of two. Sorry guys, taken. Okay, Pastor Liana runs a church together with her husband as well. They are in ministry. Maybe later you'll hear from her. Very powerful speaker as well. All of them are very prophetic. And last, but of course not the least, is the president of Heal the Land, International Ministry, Dr. Jackie Marie. Okay, she is from Johannesburg. We kind of covered most of South Africa and Namibia already. With all these major cities represented here. Okay, Pastor Dr. Jackie Marie, Heal the Land has three platforms. Basically, it's the business, which is where they do kingship, training of kingship, and there are leaders that train business people what it means to operate in the marketplace with kingdom principles, okay, and about nation. Thinking about nation, not about just ourselves building a business. And the other platform is on social. They have feeding centers all over Africa, and in Pretoria, they have a storehouse where they store food to feed the poor. Then the third one is ministry, of course, that they go to mission a lot, and Pastor Dr. Jackie is a sought-after speaker in conferences and forums all over the world, America and Asia. And did I miss anything else? Oh, yes, she's very passionate, okay? She got her doctorate, passionate. I mean, I cannot name how many passion she has, but one of the latest ones that she has is she's very passionate about human trafficking. And she does that work. It's a hard work. Okay, when I hear the story, I can cry. Okay, but God has asked her to go into this work. And because of that, that's where she wrote her thesis, PhD, on human trafficking. So without further ado, please welcome our guest speaker.
Okay, can I just introduce Eileen? Eileen, if you know Barnabas, Paul murdered and executed, and I don't know what else Paul did in those days, and then nobody wants to actually be part of his or his ministry because they remember him, typical the world, of all the wrong stuff he did. So he had the Barnabas who opened the doors for him so that he could open places for the gospel. So can you please stand up? Hildeland's Barnabas who opened doors for us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. It is again, she already said, thank you. Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, as we're going to proclaim, Father, over this congregation, Father, as we're going to proclaim your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as it has is in original intent, Father. That is what we proclaim in this portal of this atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. I have a word for this specific congregation. And that is in Joel 2. This is a prophetic word. Now, because of we believe, let me just come back about something. You know, when I was a CEO, they used to send me into the companies. Then I used to walk around in the companies. And then I used to know where the money goes or where production was done wrongly, okay? And I thought I was very good because it happened to be that I was always right. So I thought, wow, I'm so clever. I can tell, I walk, you know what, I used to walk in those companies. Then they want to employ someone. And later on I got my own consultancy. Then I used to go into that. I said, no, this is not the right person. And that is the right person. But it was never me. You see, when you called, and you're even in the marketplace, the calling which God had called you from your mother's womb, that gifts will stay with you even if you serve him or not. For when God gives something, he never takes it back. When God is giving something, he never takes it back. He never thinks about it. He gives it to you for your responsibility. And when I have, you know, when you're climbing the ladder of corporate, and I need to say this, one of my biggest mistakes I made when I was still CEO and still doing ministry and still CEO and still, and then one day God, I have this two very exciting offer, okay? But one of my biggest mistakes I made, I thought, because there was no one who teach the marketplace correctly for God to gain for for his kingdom. So what I thought, now I will see, oh, that is from the world. That is from the devil. You cannot use marketplace things in church. One of my biggest mistakes. That was also one of the things that I truly got hurt so much in church. And obviously, I run to the Lord. For those who are here, I'm not preaching tonight, I'm teaching. Okay? For those who are here, being in the marketplace, being in business, I've got excellent news for you tonight. That is where God wants you to be. Don't be confused. Just let his light, just let his light shine through even in the marketplace. One of the things we tend to do in church is to separate the two. Now I'm going to shock you by saying it. If you want to separate the marketplace from church, you have a mindset of slavery. If you want to separate the marketplace from church, you have a mindset of slavery. Okay? Right, I'm going to read this. First, I'm going to give you the word. I was praying last night and it was quite late. And Prophet Marlene and me sharing a room. And then by 3:30 last night, she just looked at me and looked at me. Pray again and looked at me, and by the seventh time, I think it's time now for me. She's actually telling, put this light off. So I just want to say this. When I got this prophecy last night for this specific congregation, this is how it goes in Joel 2. It's saying, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Now we need to understand, where a locust is, nothing stays alive. Where a locust is, nothing can live. For they eat everything. There is three, they are explaining different locusts here. Not only one, but tonight. But tonight I have a word for these people in the marketplace. I'm saying to you, listen, God said he's going to restore. Don't you believe in prophecy here? Amen. I'm saying, the Lord say, not me, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in me, I am saying God says he's going to restore that was stolen from you from the locust. He's going to restore it. Amen. He's going to restore it. And I release that in this atmosphere. In Jesus' name. And then I want, before I read the Bible, I want to quickly say to you, in the time we are in now, I'm talking about 2019, we are in the Zebulun anointing. The Zebulun anointing is part of the tribes, okay? So the Zebulun anointing, and I'm not going to go into detail because that's a different teaching, but I want to release in the atmosphere that the Zebulun anointing is the anointing of the money of the unrighteous who will fall unto the righteous. That is part of the Zebulun anointing. And can I tell you something? We are moving with that same Zebulun anointing, which we're not going to find in the church. We're not going to find the Zebulun anointing in the church. We're going to find it in the marketplace. That is a place where God is busy bringing that what He has kept in store, because storehouses need to be built. There's things that need to be coming in place for the Lord. So what He's doing, He is taking that Zebulun anointing. He's hiding this at this stage. And I'm excited to know when He's going to reveal it to the true kings. And if I talk about true kings, you need to understand the language. True kings means it is man and woman of God that is sold out in their hearts, but in the marketplace. The Zebulun anointing. You see, we talk a lot about a door that God opens, no one can shut down. But we only want to bring it to the church. Now listen, I have churches, so please don't say she's against them. I just want to tell you, don't make the same mistake I made. Even if you're in a church, there's certain things in the marketplace. You cannot separate the two. The two is like a railway. It's like a train. You know, it runs on two rails. A train cannot run on one rail. That is how it works in God's kingdom. It's God's kingdom. And I don't believe in prosperity. But it's one thing I believe in. That God's children must have better than the world. There's something I believe in. I believe that God's children must be better off than the world. Because I'm going to explain to you something. God is busy rising up a last tribe. L-A-S-T. A last tribe. To do what? To get the lost tribe. Now I'm asking you, who's the lost tribe? Who's the lost tribe? Do you know there is man and woman of God that really understand wealth? Then there is a lost tribe. They have everything, yet they are empty from the inside. They have everything their eyes can buy. They can walk on the moon for that matter. Amen? They can literally go and book themselves a place and go and walk on the moon. But in them is an emptiness. And that is the lost tribe. Now I want to tell you something. Again, I say to you, I'm not against the church. Listen to me. In the lost tribe, it's going to cost a Zebulun anointing, because the billionaires have their own lingo. They have their own way of speaking. They have their own way of going to places. They're like a tribe on their own. Do you know that? They're like a tribe on their own. They think differently than anybody. So how are we going to reach them? Because there's something we miss in the church. God so loved the world that He had given His only begotten Son. In each and every area of this world. Even for the poorest of poor, He died. But also for the richest of rich, He died. And sometimes we tend just to focus on the poor. Now listen, I come out of a very poor family. So please, I want to correct this. I am who I am. Because from a little girl, I believe there must be more. And up till today, I still believe one thing, there is more. There is more. So it's nothing that I have against poor. Hear me out. But we're going to need a last tribe to move to get the lost tribe. To fill up those emptiness inside them. So that they can become true children of the Most High God. Amen. Right. So, first of all, wow. The swarming locust, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. I'm asking you, Pastor and ma'am, will you please be so kind and go and study, because this locust make a sound. It can, when there is thousands of them, you get frightened. If you've ever been in a field where locusts come and habitate, you will get fearful. They little, but yet they strong. You get a fright when you hear the sounds of their wings. You hear it. You hear it. So I would like this congregation to go and study what it really means when the Lord said He's going to restore that. And then first of all, go to your heart. What is there that the locusts have eaten that I have lost in my positioning for the Lord? What is in me that I have lost? And then go to your pockets, to your business, to your bank accounts, to the deals that somebody stolen from you, where your friends had taken you for a ride and took your company away. Karabasabayena. But I suppose that don't happen in Malaysia, eh? All over, amen for that one. Okay. So, Liana, please. Kom kry gou vir my daai. While she's looking there, I want to talk to you about a gate. A gate is a transitioning place that takes. Who's gonna keep time for me, please? What time do we need to be out of here? What time? Right. A gate is a transitioning place that takes you from one realm or place to another. That means when you open a gate, you are now in the realm of this side of the gate. But once you open that gate, you are in a different realm. Okay? A gate. For there is gonna open up a lot of gates, a lot of doors, and a lot of windows in this place. I'm gonna say this again. God is gonna open up gates in this congregation. From one realm to another. From one realm to another. Now I want to speak to you about positioning. Positioning. Now I first want to give you a testimony. And that is, you know, my husband is a cancer specialist. So one day as I was praying for him, Lord, let all the sick come to his place. And then I wanted to say, don't let him stop smoking. And the Lord said, I cannot pray that. Because when they smoke, their chances are good to get lung cancer. The Lord said, how can you curse my children? I said, Lord, please forgive me. Wrong thoughts. Don't be shocked. I'm just real. Do you know that when you smoke, there's a good chance of you having lung cancer? Okay. So to come back about that. And while I was praying, I saw something in my spirit. So I went to him. I said to him, Rudy, that girl that do your books, she's a CA, qualified CA. Do you trust her? Yes, she's with us from the beginning of the company. She grow with us. She's doing this, she's doing that. I will not mention her name. Then a year later, I ask him the same question. And you know me. Woman, where are the women? You know most men, eh? Okay. The third time, he's a real gentleman, my husband. He's really great. He's not only handsome. One day, one of the women come to me and said, you must please ask your husband to dress you. It's because he's very fashionable. So he looked at me in a soft voice saying, Jackie, he said, Skatabol, which is an Afrikaans name, I don't know how to translate that. Lovey, Skatabol, This is your third year. And every year, I fast and pray for 21 days. And in that 21 days, I came out of my separating time and I say the same question. And then one day, he's not moody. He still put my toothpaste on my toothbrush. He still opened my door for me and he's still making coffee. Take note. Who's married here? Who is married? Take note. Take note. Take note. But that day he came back from his office. And I could see something is bugging him. And in our house, at those times, we used to sit with our son, John Benjamin. And we used to discuss, how was your day? How was your day? How was your day? And that day, he just, okay, Jackie, I'm going to say it. I'm going to get it over with. You were right. So I was like, nowhere. Okay? Scuttable, right with what? About that situation. Because they had an auditing from another place, blah, blah. I want you go get, you, in business, you all know about that, eh? Audit, when they audit. Auditing. Audit, you know, all about audit. Okay. Why I'm using this for example. You see, when you are in the marketplace, knowing him who is and is to come, you have a ability. Now listen to me. You have a ability. You have something different that run your business. You will see different, you will do different, and you will know different. When you have him who is and is to come inside of you, the Christ in you, you know things. Because it is biblical that the Bible say that through and by the Holy Spirit, he will show us things to come. By his Spirit, we will know things. So now I'm asking you, how many Bill Gates do we have in the church? Oh, goodness, my language. How many Bill Gates do we have in the church? Huh? Are there many Bill Gates in your church? Are they becoming a Bill Gates or are they already a Bill Gates? Amen. Hallelujah. I like that faith. Hallelujah. Give yourself a hand, man. For with everything in me, I believe that what I see around here is created in heaven. From the chair till the carpet, I believe. And God deposited that in his children, but his children didn't took it. They didn't take it. Listen very carefully. I believe that everything in this world, God had given us the first option to go and develop it. But we didn't go to God. Ach no, there is so many pencils. Why will I design another pen? Yankee candles. Do you know Yankee Candle? Do you know Yankee Candle here? Do you think there was candles when Yankee Candle started off? Of course there was. Of course there was. So I believe that God in his almight, with that Zebulun anointing, that's going to start not in the church, it's going to start outside the church to bring it in the church, but in the marketplace to give it to the church. I believe that. I believe that God is raising up true kings. I believe that God is busy taking those kings into a position where he can say, look at my children. They will not borrow, because that is the things God said. I give a teaching sometime last night, I think, I'm not quite sure, about Babel. And we have a long discussion about that. Babel was... When the flesh was so good and they could build Babel, the Tower of Babel. Who knows the Tower of Babel? Okay? It reaches so near the heavenlies that God need to cross that tower down. Okay? Is it true? That means the ability of a human being, of mankind, have the ability to build that tower, right? Right. Is that true? Then what happened? Because God looked down and said, I need to do something. Because they have such a mind of one accord that they could build this tower. Then God, through that, reinstate Abram. Now, I'm not going to go back to that teaching. The only thing I want to say. But then something happened in Acts 2, verse 2. Then God give us the Holy Spirit. God give us the Holy Spirit to be in one accord with Him. So the Bible say the thoughts that God have of us is far beyond the first Babel that we're building. Now listen to this. That means when Babel was building up to the heavens, God say, my thoughts is far beyond what you can dream and what you can think of. Is that scriptural? Is that scriptural? So now have in your mind, in your spiritual eye, how high the Babel tower was, okay? But now God is saying in the New Testament, that happened in the Old Testament, but God is still the same. So He said, even if you think you can build a Babel, I am telling you, my thoughts about you through Jesus Christ is higher. I'm going to say that again. Listen to this. God is saying, what you think is you think you can build another. What is the biggest, highest skyscraper? What is the towers you want to bring the Cape Townians to? What? Twin towers. Now listen to this. Whoever had created that, God said, that creation to you is a wow. People come from all over the world to look at the Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur. But my thoughts, Karaba, my thoughts over you is higher than the Twin Towers. Right. Okay. Okay, right. Nehemiah 2 verses 11. I am now crunching in a lot of teaching in one thing here. Nehemiah 2 verse 11. You know, I was very good in maths in school, but never languages, okay? But I think you figure that one out, okay? Okay. Nehemiah. So I come to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then I rose in the night and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Nor was there any animal with me except the one which I rode. So can I say Nehemiah? May I say Nehemiah? I cannot say that in English, okay? Are you going to stand who I'm speaking to? Who am I speaking to, Eileen? Who am I speaking of? Nehemiah. Okay. Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a leader that refrained from sharing his ideas with the people until he had accurately assessed matters. Say, accurately assess matters. And no doubt, prayerfully consider the cost. Now, I'm not preaching to you because you look so clever. Whenever you are doing business, it is very important to consider the cost. For the Lord even say, when you build your house, consider the cost. So if we say, Nehemiah do right, what are we going to do about faith? I'm asking the marketplace, how do you separate Nehemiah working out the cost versus faith? Is there anybody who can give me an answer on that? Do you believe in this word? Do you believe what they say here about Nehemiah is true? Do you believe, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit in faith? Do you believe it? So I'm asking the marketplace tonight, how do you bring the two together? Sorry? The Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, say the Bible. Okay? You see what happened? It's because we couldn't figure that out in our minds. We start to separate the church from business. Okay? The church from business. And again, I say to you, God is busy restoring in his body. Pastor had said it very nicely. I see the body get into unity. Because there's only one kingdom. There's many churches, but there's only one kingdom. And God is busy restoring that which he wants to give. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to God. And he wants to give it to his children. For his word is saying, my thoughts over you are higher than your own thoughts and your own dreams. Right? Right? Now listen to this. The gates. There's a spirit man. In your spirit man, it means you need to repent. You need to forgive. You have faith. You had hope. You had prayer. You had praise. You have revelation. You have the fear of God. You have times and you have seasons and you have new beginnings. This is the gates in the spirit for the marketplace and for the church. It's exactly the same. It doesn't differ. Okay? Now listen to this. The doors which God said he's going to open up for these business people. I want to say to you a story. There's a business called Live Life. Okay? They had planted seeds in Malaysia for their love for the work of the Lord, that this nation of Malaysia is going to have a harvest of. I'm telling you, they're going to have a harvest of that. You see, there's always one who needs to build the wall. There's always a front runner. There's always someone that needs to make a decision. I will lead these people out of slavery, as the Lord is saying, into Canaan. There's always someone like a Caleb and a Joshua who need to see and look differently at Canaan than the rest of the 12 people, verspieders. The spies that went into there. The spies. Now listen to me very carefully. Once you start to have the Joshua and the Caleb mentality, and you do not have the mentality of slavery, things will change. Then you will look at every situation, even if it's in the church, out of the church, in kingdom, out of kingdom, in business, wherever it is. When you start to change your mentality towards the mentality of a Joshua and a Caleb, you will reach Canaan. And you see the problems that will come to near you. Now, I want to say to you, it doesn't make sense. Listen to me very carefully. Economics of the world doesn't make sense. Okay? Is it true? Yes. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. But there is an economic system in the heavenlies which I believe in. And that is where my faith connect with my materialism, or not materialism, materialist stuff, like my business. Many a times when I used to do business after I've been saved, I used to sit around that table. Then I want to sign the biggest contract I could. Then something stopped me. Because I was never more clever than the Holy Spirit. Okay. And again, but I made this mistake. When I went in to church, full-time ministry, I never apply what I've learned in the business world to the church world. One of my biggest mistakes. Now listen to this. You see, when the Joshua and Caleb anointing start to come through you, but it start to let you see where you are going in business. For I believe one thing. Whatever business is, who is business people in this place? Who have businesses here? I believe whatever business you have, who would like to have a business? Who would like to have a business? Quickly stand up. Stand up quickly. Just stand up. Just stand up. Quickly. Just stand up. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come, Natasha. You're going to proclaim over them right now. For I believe, listen, I believe one thing. The Zebulon is a now of Zebulon. It's now a time when the Lord is going to bring things and opportunities that have never been there before. I believe with everything inside me that God is busy from the heavenlies to make a shift towards business putting in your hands. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that God is busy bringing an army of angelic forces to bring that contracts in where you don't see it. I believe with everything, and that is where faith comes from. I believe with everything inside me, I believe that God is busy positioning God's children for an overflow, so they don't need to borrow, but they will lend out.
Amen.
Pray over them. Lift up your hands, please. Lift up your hands.
Father God, thank you that you are the God of every business idea, Father.
Amen.
Lord, I call for business ideas into this atmosphere, right into the heart of these people. Everyone that's desiring a business, Father. Amen. Father God, not just any business, but godly businesses that will make difference on the face of the earth. I prophesy, I declare, and I decree tonight, Father, that when they go, Father, it will be in their heart, and it will grow from their hearts, Father.
Yes,
and it will be a vision that you give them, Father.
Yes,
because you say,
Lord,
write down the vision,
Lord. Yes,
and
Lord,
make it plain,
yes,
so that others
touch
can
them,
run with
them,
it, Father. That's
them,
why we call it for, Father.
Yes,
not
Lord,
only just,
yes,
business ideas, Father, but new inventions, Father.
Yes,
Father, thank you, because when you introduced yourself in Genesis, it was Elohim, all in one God, but also the all creative God.
Yes.
And we know that the same power that is in the inside of them, Father, creative ideas. And I pray for favor over their lives, Father God.
Amen.
And everything their hands touch will be blessed, Father. Every place you put their feet, you will give into their hands. I call forth, Father God,
yes,
buildings. I call,
yes,
forth transport.
Yes.
I call forth contracts.
Yes,
I call forth, Father God, Rabba Shehenda Yenna Rabondo. Even the capital to start off the businesses in,
yes,
the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
But Lord, with this, I want to say that your word says, seeking first the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen.
And your righteousness, and you will add all these things unto us, Father. Lord, let they place you first in the little. Let them be faithful with their canoe.
Yes, amen.
Before you can trust them with much, Father. But thank you for being faithful in their lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, for faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen.
Okay.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm rushing. There's something I want quickly to say. I cannot go through all the points of positioning. I'm nearly finished. I just want to say, positioning is the reality versus positioning. There's a principle of positioning. There's an example of positioning. There is our positioning as human beings. Our position as a church is a positioning. Our position as the bride of Christ. So there is 7 stages of positioning, which we cannot teach now, for especially the marketplace, the positioning of the marketplace for time to come. Now, I'm not going to finish all this in Nehemiah 2 from verse 11. I just want to say this. So, listen, I want to say, so I answer them. Now, listen to this. This, I just wanted to end. Let us rise up and build. That is in Nehemiah. That is Nehemiah 2. Verse 18, let us, and I told him of the hand of my God, which is the fivefold ministry, which is the provision, which is giving, which is taking. So I told them of the hand of my God. You see, when you place your hand in God's hand, you cannot return with that hand empty. I am saying, when you put your hand in God's hand, there is no way, sir, that it can return empty. Because when you touch that hand, when you touch that hand of God, something supernatural happen, that in the marketplace, this is going to come the difference from the kingship in the marketplace of God's children and the economics of this world. Right. So I quickly want to say this. Right. And I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me. So I am saying to you tonight, whatever you touch, or wherever you go, whatever plans you make, I bring that in alignment, in one accord, in an original intent to be successful. And also the king's word that he's spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Want to understand something about this God of us. He doesn't own us anything. Everything belongs to him. So I'm saying to this congregation, take that prophetic word of the locust. And take your hand and put your hand in the God Almighty, his kingdom, and arise up and start to build the Zebulun anointing in Kuala Lumpur. Start to build with his hand in your hand. Start to see like a Joshua and a Caleb. Start to see different and look different at the opportunities which is bringing in your way. And allow the Holy Spirit to show you the direction. I'm going to end up with this. Please come and stand here. Please, team. Please, team. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Where's the square? Quickly, quickly, quickly. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay. Right. Right. Okay, I'm asking you now, please, just stand still, okay? Right. The mentality of slavery. I started off by saying that. A slavery mentality. A a slavery mentality. I need to speak to you quickly about that. For the Zebulun, the mindset, listen very carefully. A slaver mentality cannot operate in the position of a king. A slavery mentality cannot operate in the position of a king, or walked in the destiny that say, I'm an overcomer. Say an overcomer. I am accomplisher. And I will finish my assignment. You see, the mindset of slavery is when you start to think in your positioning, when you do not know where you belong. You run around, you do not know who you are, you don't know which business you're going to start, you don't even know what is your position in the church, sir. You became like a slave, you like a slave, do not know which way to go. Because, listen to this, a mindset of slavery internally cannot walk, lead or direct a business, a nation, a church, a city. Who are in slavery externally. Can I repeat it? A mindset of slavery internally cannot walk, lead, direct those nations, businesses, churches, or city who are in slavery externally. What is your external slavery mentality? It's when you do not know your position. So take your positions. Take your positions. Moses' first 40 years was the foundation to survive in discipline the 40 years spent in the wilderness. Right. In Moses' mindset, listen to this. In Moses' mindset, he didn't have the mindset of a wilderness. No, Pastor Marlene comes from Namibia. If you know that sand dunes in Namibia, it is a sand wilderness. It looks like nothing is growing there. Excuse me, but Moses didn't have the mindset. He had a mindset that he could save a nation. Thank you, I see. Well done. He can save a nation by pleading with God to reverse God's decision to destroy the nation. Now, I know I jumped now. I jumped now. You see, a leader, a true leader, must be able to take Kuala Lumpur. A true marketplace leader will run in front like a Moses and change the direction and the influence of this nation. You see, once you understand your positioning in Christ, once you understand what he had called you for business, and you're not like a little boat that do not know which way to go, you know what you do? You become the leader like Moses that can change a nation. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Murray. How many of you are blessed with that? How many received the prophecy? Bible tells us that we are not to despise the prophetic word, right? So we're going to receive that word tonight. We're going to ask Dr. Murray to pray for us again, just overall. As you were just speaking just now, I think this word came to my mind. As we're talking about the fact that God is going to return to us whatever the locust has stolen, and that God has, in a way, opened many doors for us for this congregation. And Isaiah 45 verse 3 came to mind when you were talking about that. And Isaiah was talking about the treasure of darkness and how it's going to transfer the treasure of darkness. You know, the things that are out there are not in the church, you know. God has blessed the people out there also, but he wants to bless us as well. And he's going to give us wisdom. He's going to give us strategy. And he's going to bring the treasures of darkness from outside and he's going to bring it into the church for us. How many believe that? Right? And so Isaiah 45 verse 3 says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in the secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who called you by name. At the end of the day, when you get rich, when you come back to church, all right, remember that it is the Lord. Remember where it came from. And I think that's what I get from this. All right, that we don't get caught up in making more money, because money is a bad master. It's not a good master. And the Bible tells us very clearly we can't serve two masters. We either serve the Lord or we serve money. But God's going to use money for his kingdom. All right? God's going to use that. He's going to prosper us. He's going to use it for his glory. Amen? Yeah. Can I ask you to pray for us again, just as we close?
Lord, I speak over this congregation, Father, that they will put your kingdom, dominion first. And Father, as they're going to build the storehouses, as Joseph, Father, to have that favor. Father, I speak that favor of Joseph upon this congregation. Father, for I see gonna come a wave that's gonna let them grow in multitudes. And Father, I pray that you will give the leaders of this congregation the wisdom when the people is coming through to them, Father, in the marketplace, oh Lord, in the church, oh Lord, that they will disciple them, Father, above all, according to your kingdom principles. And Father, I pray that they will be a blessing. Father, I speak over them. This is a new beginning for a church in Kuala Lumpur. Father, I speak. This is a different church. This church have a fresh and a new sound about them, Father. This is not a church that is built on church foundation, but on godly foundation. I see it in my spirit. And Father, I pray right now that they will be blessed coming in and blessed going out. They will be blessed whatever they touch their hands. And Father, as the Joseph mantle will be upon this congregation of favor. Lord, they will have favor with government. They will have favor with banks. They will have favor with businesses. I speak it. I proclaim it, Father. Rasa bayana. I call it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Wow. That was great. Can we just stretch our hands now? We'll pray for Dr. Mary and his team as they continue to minister in KL and then as they go home. Father, we just want to thank you for Dr. Mary, for just the beautiful word that she's given us. What an anointing that she has, oh God, Lord. Lord, we just need to pray that every word spoken for this church, Lord, it will not fall to the ground. But Lord, that it will prosper, it will grow in our hearts, it will challenge us, God, even to go out and see from our eyes of faith, oh God, Lord, what you're going to do here, Lord. And Lord, we just want to thank you for that, and we pray indeed that even as they leave, no, even as they stay on, Lord, and minister in KL, Lord, we pray that your anointing will continue to grow upon them, oh God. Lord, that they will speak words of truth, prophetic words of confirmation, Lord, even as to the leaders of this nation as well, Lord, as to what strategy they may have, Lord, even for your kingdom, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're using them mightily. Lord, we ask that your hand of protection be upon them. Lord, that you provide for them abundantly, Lord, even as they stay here, oh God, Lord, that everything, Lord, they need will be given, oh God. And Lord, we just pray a blessing that even as they leave this nation, as they go back to their country, Lord, we pray that they will be refreshed as well. Lord, that they will indeed, Lord, even see the greater things that you've done even for them, oh God. And so, Lord, we just bless them today as we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's give God praise one more time. Come on, right across the room. Higher praise. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.